The title of my message this morning is Bringing Gifts to the King. And the last people to see Jesus, I guess, were the wise men, weren't they? They had a long way to travel and they came to see Jesus. Now, technically, the Bible would tell you that they didn't go to the manger. They went when Jesus was a little bigger to see him and to give him the gifts that they brought. But that's okay. We're allowed to have some them in the story this morning. So, today we're talking about the gifts the wise men brought to Jesus. What were those gifts? Who can remember? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So today we're going to explore how in our modern lives we can bring meaningful gifts to the King of Kings. The wise men, they travelled a very long way from the east to visit Jesus. They brought gold to give Jesus because they believed that he was a really important king. Gold was a precious and valuable commodity, often associated with wealth and royalty. The gold they gave was like a way of saying, hey, you're not just an ordinary boy, you're a king. It was their special gift to show that they recognized Jesus as a king with a divine and royal nature, meant for a special role. Giving gold to Jesus today is about offering our best, whatever that may be, in service to others and in alignment with the values of love, compassion, and justice that Jesus exemplified. That can involve being generous with our finances, giving to charities, or assisting those in need. It can involve investing our time and energy in volunteer work. It can involve giving our unique skills and talents in a way that contributes positively to our communities. Small acts of kindness, compassion, and empathy can be like offering gold, offering a listening ear, providing emotional support, and being a positive presence in the lives of others reflect the love and teachings of Jesus. So I want you to remember today, giving gold to Jesus is giving your best and shining the love, light, and hope of Jesus wherever you go. The wise men also brought frankincense, which is associated with divinity and worship. In giving this gift, they were showing that Jesus was really special and connected to God. Frankincense is known for its sweet-smelling smoke when burned, and this smoke is often seen as a symbol of prayers going up to God. So the wise men were not only recognizing Jesus as divine, but also showing that they considered him worthy of worship. Bringing frankincense to Jesus in today's world is like deepening our connection with God through prayer, devotion, and a spiritual lifestyle. When we express our gratitude to God, ask for his guidance, and seek to build a stronger spiritual bond with him, we are offering a special gift to him. When we spend time reading and reflecting on his sacred word, the Bible, we are offering him the gift of worship and recognizing that he alone deserves all our honor and praise. When we spend time together in worship and prayer as a community of believers, we are acknowledging him as Lord and King and bringing him our humble devotion. As we seek for a vibrant, more intimate connection with our King, this is our modern gift of frankincense to him. The wise men also gave myrrh as a gift to Jesus, and this had a special meaning. Myrrh was a substance used for anointing and preserving bodies, especially for burial. By bringing myrrh, the wise men indicated that Jesus, despite being a king and divine, would face challenges, including suffering and death. This gift symbolized an understanding of Jesus' human side and his ultimate sacrifice for the redemption of all of humanity. Bringing myrrh to Jesus in today's world means embracing the sacrificial aspects of our faith and recognizing the power of redemption to transform lives. showing love and care without expecting anything in return, living humbly, considering the needs of others before our own, being kind, compassionate, and understanding towards others in difficult situations, when it's not easy, when people are not being particularly nice. When we practice forgiveness and let go of resentments and grudges, we mirror the transformative power of redemption. We are allowing others to see the amazing difference that cultivating forgiveness can have in our hearts and our lives. Jesus' life continually echoed his sacrificial love for us, all the way to the cross. There he bought our freedom. He reclaimed us for God. Now we, in turn, can give this precious gift of sacrificial love and forgiveness to others. May we, like the wise men of old, approach the King with humility, gratitude, and a desire to honour him with our lives. In Jesus we find hope, peace, joy, and love. In presenting our gold, frankincense, and myrrh, we bring the best of our lives, our worship, our actions to him. I guess I'd like to sum it up in this really special paragraph. In the complex design of our lives, each choice we make is like a gift to the King. Our efforts to do what's right, seek justice, and show kindness are like musical notes blending into a beautiful song of his love. So as we go from here today, let's keep our hearts in tune with his love, and may our lives be a continuous song of praise for our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. So, with the coming of Jesus, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, a light has shined on them. For a child was born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. And now we celebrate the gift of Jesus, the light of the world. And I'm going to ask Stuart if he would light the Christ candle for us, because we celebrate this wonderful gift, this light that came into the world. And in doing this, we want to share the good news, just as the shepherds did. And we rejoice in the peace and salvation that Jesus brings. With hearts full of joy, we want to carry the light of Christmas into the world, sharing the story of hope, peace, and love. May the light burning in our hearts guide us, comfort us, protect us, and tend us to in all seasons and circumstances, reminding us that day and night, in light and in darkness, God is with us. Our salvation has come. Amen.